What's up, everybody? Welcome back to another episode of Detox. Here today I got one of my special guests that's a local scientist here, and that's gonna just talk about space and stuff, right? But yeah, he is 18 years old and he is right out of the high school, right?
Oh,
yeah. Yeah, it's so fun, right?
Very new.
So what we're gonna talk about today is just random stuff about space and like how this new era is going into space. Like you know, like you're 18 right now, you know, and like what do you see from you know, all the technology we have right now? Like where do you see that going? You know, like all this technology we have, it's going somewhere. Like Tesla. Like that guy Tesla.
Yeah.
What's his name?
Elon.
Elon, yeah, you know that guy there. He's got something going. I don't know what he's doing. What is it? Satellites or something like that?
No. Well, he sent satellites up in this space recently for free Wi-Fi. I'm pretty sure you said that before.
Okay. Yeah. Free Wi-Fi. Yeah, that's true. Yeah. But what else? Was it like rockets? Wasn't he talking about rockets or something like that?
Well, right now he's trying to make sure that every person has affordable travel through space or in space.
Okay, like for a casual person to go and travel to Mars.
Yeah.
So much. That'd be cool, like on the Sunday afternoon, you know, hey honey, you wanna go to Mars? You know? Like we'll be there in 6 months, you know. But yeah, no, that's pretty so what are your thoughts? Like what do you think is like the next step? You know, like as somebody like young as you, like what do you see as the next step into technology into space?
They should develop a way or a plan to when they eventually spread throughout the solar system or on any amount of habitable planets that we can go on, we can have like some kind of trade, or not like trade, but
okay, like a trading system like here,
yeah, between them. Well, obviously because they're gonna eventually maybe be colonies.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I feel like that, because like here we have countries, so you know, like if this project that Elon is making, like with this space thing, I feel like we'll be going there on, you know, on a Sunday afternoon, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But, like, you think it's going to be just pushing out into space? We're going to colonize out of space? Into space?
Most likely, but not, like, anytime soon.
Not anytime soon, right?
Maybe. With the rate of technology is getting better, it might be just in 50 years.
In 50 years, okay. And, so in 50 years, you think it's going to be like all done?
That's when it's going to start happening. Because they're already sending people over to Mars, or they've already started, like they're already trying to travel there. They're in space. So that could develop really fast, or it could take a while.
Yeah, it could really take a really big, well, like I say, yeah, like in like 2040, you say. 2040 2050, yeah, that's where like everything's gonna come out. We're gonna have flying cars. We already have like flying snowboards and everything. We got flying anything now. So, and we're not even walking anymore. We're using boogie boards for that, you know, like we're using those freaking we call them
longboard.
No, the ones that are electric.
I don't know about those ones.
The ones that have two wheels on the side there that you push forward. Oh, a Segway. Yeah, those, like, you know, that was supposed to be popular, but I don't know. That never pushed. No.
I never even saw them before.
Yeah, exactly. Hey, you know, if it's somebody, yeah, see, like, a Segway is like one of those things. You have two wheels on the side, and then you just, like, push forward, and then it just brings you wherever you need to go. It's like a skateboard, but, like, with a motor.
Okay, because I thought they found a way that you can just have a regular board and like step forward and it takes you where you need to go.
Yeah.
Kind of weird. Some magic.
Some magic, eh? Yeah, like that there. Like, imagine that, you know, one day we could just have, like, have a board and go out into outer space, you know?
I feel like that would be maybe silly.
That'd be silly, eh?
Yeah. Well, it wouldn't even look cool. So why would they want to do that?
Yeah, I don't know. But imagine, like, that, like, have an intergalactic space trade station, you know, like, here we have Earth gold, and then we have, like, Mars gold, and then we have other gold from other planets, and then it just trades, you know what I mean? Have, like, an intersolar system, intergalactic, too, like, in another galaxy.
That'd be pretty cool.
You know, like, you know, just one day, hey, honey, I gotta go to the bank, you know, I'm gonna go check the house out up on Mars, you know. That'd be cool, you know?
It would be.
Would be, though.
But,
you
know. I feel like trading would be, like, very confusing, because there might be some materials that are more of supply than Earth has, so it'll be less valuable on the other planet versus on that planet. So if you want to buy gold from, say, Mars, if it had any, it would be cheaper than to get it on Earth.
Well, see, that's where I wanted to get at too, with Bitcoin. You know, Bitcoin is like it's a pretty much a currency. I don't know if you ever heard of Bitcoin. You ever heard of Bitcoin?
Yeah, well, it's cryptocurrency. Dogecoin, but I don't know how it works.
Okay, that's perfect. Like, me, not too bad. I know a bit, but not too much. And it's just like it's pretty much a digital currency that has a ledger, and it what it is, it calculates like, how can I say, you'd have it's all equations. It's all a computer that actually creates types of equations that your computer solves those equations, and every time you solve an equation, you get a reward, and then that there is a Bitcoin. So that's what they call it, like, the new gold, and that's why they have miners. So the miners, what they do, they go and like, do those equations, and every time they finish the equation right, well, there's a collection, and you get it's like a commission. Like, you help out the system by having a miner, and you get a commission by getting more Bitcoin. Yeah. So by mining Bitcoin, so by the end, you have to go get that Bitcoin. So that's like, and there's only so much Bitcoin that can be mined. That's the thing. There's only so much gold in the world, to give it that way. So there's so much Bitcoin that can be mined. And when you go and buy some Bitcoin, like, you can buy Bitcoin or you can mine it yourself. Like, you go buy miners. It's literally graphic cards that are connected to your computer with a power supply. And then they just mine in a certain rate. Yeah. And it's called hashing. So hashing means, like, it just collects all those equations, and it just hashes it together. Like, it goes and on the blockchain, they call it, is like little squares there. And each square is like a hash, like a, I don't know what they call it. I think it's, see, that's where I don't know. That's where I get stuck at it. So,
yeah. And they use that as a currency.
Yeah. So, like, think of it, like, in the future, you go to Mars and you want to send some money to your friend on Mars. You don't got to travel. You just got to send it digitally. So it'll arrive there in a month or something.
So it's virtual currency, but it's worth more than actual money.
I don't know. I think so.
Yeah.
Yeah, because if you have one Bitcoin, it's like it's a currency. It's like having it's like having something, and then it's worth so much. Well, you have one Bitcoin, so it's like $1 is worth $1, right?
Yeah.
Well, one Bitcoin is worth so many dollars.
Yeah, it's fun, man.
So it's another type of.
It's virtual, and it's worth more than a dollar.
Yeah.
Being a coin.
Yeah, so, like, imagine, like, we can just trade that all the time. We do that already on the Earth. Like, imagine like, intergalactic, like, you know, trading, like, I can send it anywhere.
Like, credits.
Yeah.
From a game.
Yeah, like, it's like a credit in the game.
Man. I just noticed that. Why do they call, money in games credit?
Well, it's to make you feel like you're getting that credit. It's like getting money. You know, like it gives you that feeling. So in these games, it's like a tendency to the gambling. So pretty much, So like imagine with Bitcoin. That's pretty much what it is. It's like a gambling. You don't know if it's going to end with that. You know? Yeah. So yeah, that is, what's your name? Just Tyson. Hey, Tyson, our scientist today. We're just talking about some facts about the world and how it's going to be going. Like, the robots are coming after us pretty soon. And, so you never know. You know, today's society, like, you know, we have a sickness that's going around. And we can have zombies the next day, you know? Don't know.
And we'll all die.
We'll all die. All right. I'll see you guys all in the next episode. Right on. Thank you.